Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on AIRS LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Today's articles are from the June 2025 edition. Mystery Meat by Rick Bragg. How the Art of Good Barbecue Continues to Elude Me. I have always dreaded getting old, but not for the reasons you might think. My jump shot, once a thing of beauty in my own mind, has failed me. I can no longer shoot or jump. For that matter, I stopped playing softball some years back because I was afraid a line drive would end my life. My reaction time can now be measured on a sundial. My fishing days are numbered. I still like to cast a line, but it hurts to stand, and I need bifocals to bait a hook. No longer do I dream about sliding inside a sleek sports car. I look stupid getting in and ache getting out. If you've ever wondered if you're too old for some activity, ask yourself this one question. Did I stagger as the thing was completed? I do when I stand up from an MRI and the booth at Hungry Hut Barbecue. But none of that really matters to me. I hate getting old because of all the skills I have failed to master. Things that, as time trickles away, persist in evading me. I never expected to gain much wisdom or patience, and long ago gave up on the dignity. But I would like to know, before Gabriel blows his trumpet, how to make some decent barbecue. I don't think that bothers people much in St. Paul, Minnesota. But down here, a man who is not master of his own grill is just kind of pitiful. It's not like being able to change your own flat tire or twist the lid off a jelly jar. I grew up with men who knew their way around a fire, who created barbecue sauces so perfect they would make you cry. I am not talking about the pitmasters of yore, those old legends who looked as if they had walked out of the fire itself and would lovingly smoke a whole hog for a week and a half. I'm referring to the backyard grillers and smokers who make a half a chicken taste like it was kissed by the angels. They could lay a discarded rack from an old hot point range across a row of concrete blocks and an hour later plate up a mound of pork chops, hamburger patties, and hot sausage that would bring tears to your eyes. In leftover mayonnaise jars, they mix their own sauces, ketchup-based concoctions, stirred together with brown sugar and diced onion and hot mustard with a touch of vinegar and a smidge of garlic and a speck of cayenne. But the worst thing is, I thought I was paying attention. I know that I am bad because of what happens whenever I offer to light up some charcoal. Someone will always immediately say, or we could just run to town and get something. I am told my hamburgers are mealy, my pork is rare, my weenies are burned to black sticks, and my chicken is sad. The white meat is dry, while the dark meat is still clucking. I don't even know how this can happen. Such faults could be forgiven in a younger person. There is time yet for his raising, his heritage to properly take hold. I still hope it finds me. I should be easy to spot. I will be the old, creaky, confused man with crud on his face, staring deep into the blazing charcoal, as though I was trying to divine some great wisdom. I should have known all was lost many, many years ago when a well-meaning friend looked into my grill and said, "Your fire's too hot." And all I could think of was, "Well, it's fire, ain't it? How could it be any other way?" Gone fishing. Reel in family and friends with this classic Southern feast by Josh Miller. Every summer, for the better part of 60 years, my extended family gathered for a week at a state park near Sardis, Mississippi. Matriarchs and patriarchs, aunts, uncles, and cousins would come from all around the South, Jackson, Memphis, and even Virginia, to tighten the weave that the long year had loosened. Early in the morning, before my grandmother started frying bacon, the baritone sputter of an outboard motor would fracture the only stillness Sardis Lake would see that day. Moments later, a metal John boat would glide by with my grandfather on the back bench seat. With one hand on the tiller handle, the cresting V of the boat's wake rippling the serene water behind him. I was never much of a fisherman, but every so often I would tag along to check the trot line. Sometimes the haul was a generous bounty. Other times it was slim pickings. Each family was responsible for one supper during the time together, but our final feast was always a fish fry, and the men were in charge. They would fish all week long, at dawn and dusk, and any time in between, hoarding their catch for the big night. The guys cleaned their spoils while everyone else bustled about fixing the sides, making iced tea, and lighting the citronella candles. When the frying was done and all the kids had been called up, we'd gather on the hillside and tuck into our supper. Perched in folding chairs and balancing paper plates in our laps, we'd visit in between bites of cornmeal-crusted catfish, bass, and bream. As the sun melted into the lake and lightning bugs began blinking in the giant oaks overhead, I understood why summer is better in the South. You can't turn back the clock, but you can revisit the past, and these dishes will help me do that. Whether you go with fresh or saltwater fish, whether you choose to doctor up your hush puppies and okra or keep them classic, these recipes can help you relive your best summer memories or make new ones you'll come to cherish just as much. Cracker-crusted fried fish. Fans of cornmeal-coated fish will enjoy this version that's even crispier. Also sold as cracker meal, the simple breading of crushed saltines and seasonings gives the fillets an extra savory crunch. Active 20 minutes, total 30 minutes, serves 6. Vegetable or peanut oil. 1 cup whole buttermilk, 2 large eggs lightly beaten, 1 teaspoon hot sauce, 6 4-ounce skinless fish fillets, such as red snapper or catfish, 1 cup finely crushed saltine crackers, about 25 crackers, 1 1/4 teaspoons kosher salt, plus more to taste, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1 teaspoon black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon cayenne pepper, and coleslaw and lemon wedges for serving. Step 1. Heat 2 inches of oil in a large Dutch oven over medium to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Whisk together the buttermilk, eggs, and hot sauce in a large bowl. Add the fish and let marinate 10 minutes. Stir together crushed crackers, kosher salt, garlic powder, paprika, black pepper, and cayenne pepper in a shallow bowl. Remove 1 fillet from the buttermilk mixture, allowing the excess to drip off. Transfer the fillet to the cracker mixture, pressing to coat. Gently shake off the excess and place the breaded fillet on a plate. Repeat with the remaining fish. Step 3. Working in several batches, carefully add the fish to hot oil. Fry, turning occasionally until it's golden brown and cooked through, about 3 to 4 minutes, allowing the oil to return to temperature between the batches. Transfer the fried fish to a wire rack and set over a rimmed baking sheet lined with paper towels. Season with salt to taste and serve warm with coleslaw and lemon wedges. Creamed corn hush puppies. Adding sweet summer corn to this batter transforms the usual hush puppies, giving them a light and tender texture. Active 30 minutes. Total 30 minutes. Serves 6 to 8. Vegetable or peanut oil. 2 tablespoons unsalted butter. 1/2 cup finely chopped yellow onion from 1 onion. 1 1/4 cups corn kernels from 2 ears, chopped. 2 teaspoons kosher salt divided, plus more for taste. 1/2 cup plus 1 1/2 teaspoons all-purpose flour divided. 2/3 cup heavy whipping cream. 1 tablespoon granulated sugar. 3/4 cup plain yellow cornmeal. 1 1/2 teaspoons baking powder. 1/4 teaspoon garlic powder. 2 tablespoons whole buttermilk. 2 large eggs, lightly beaten. And lemon wedges for serving. Step 1. Heat 2 inches of oil in a large Dutch oven over medium to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Step 2. Melt the butter in a large skillet over medium. Add the onion and cook, stirring often until translucent, about 3 minutes. Add the corn and 1 teaspoon of the salt and cook, stirring occasionally until the corn is tender, about 5 minutes. Sprinkle 1 1/2 teaspoons of the flour over the mixture, then cook, stirring constantly until combined, about 30 seconds. Gradually add cream and sugar. Cook, stirring constantly until the sauce thickens and coats the corn, 1 to 2 minutes. Remove from the heat and set aside to cool slightly, about 5 minutes. Step 3. Stir together cornmeal, baking powder, garlic powder, and the remaining 1/2 cup of the flour and 1 teaspoon of the salt in a large bowl until well combined. Add the buttermilk, eggs, and cooled corn mixture. Stir until just combined. The mixture will resemble a thick pancake batter. Step 4. Working in several batches, carefully add heaping tablespoons of the batter to the hot oil. Cook, turning occasionally until golden brown on all sides, about 3 minutes. Transfer the hush puppies to a wire rack and set over the rimmed baking sheet. Season with salt to taste and serve with lemon wedges. Fried pickled okra. Because of its dense interior, okra is a tricky vegetable to season evenly. The crispy coating is often the star. By starting with the pickled kind instead of fresh, this recipe builds flavor from the inside out. Active 30 minutes, total 30 minutes, serves 8. Vegetable or peanut oil. 1 16-ounce jar pickled okra, drained. 1 1/4 cups all-purpose flour, divided. 1 tablespoon whole buttermilk. 1 large egg, lightly beaten. 1/2 cup plain yellow cornmeal. 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt, plus more to taste. 3/4 teaspoons baking powder. 3/4 teaspoons garlic powder. Step 1. Heat 2 inches of oil in a large Dutch oven over medium to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Slice pickled okra in half lengthwise. Pat dry with a paper towel and set aside. Step 2. Place 1/2 cup flour in a shallow bowl. Whisk together buttermilk and egg in another shallow bowl. Stir together cornmeal, salt, baking powder, garlic powder, and the remaining 3/4 cup flour in a third shallow bowl. Step 3. Dredge 1 piece of the okra in the flour, shaking off the excess. Dip in the egg mixture, allowing the excess to drip off. Dredge the okra in cornmeal mixture, pressing to coat all sides. Place the breaded okra on a plate or baking sheet and repeat with the remaining okra. Step 4. Working in several batches, fry okra, turning occasionally until golden brown, 2 to 3 minutes. Repeat with the remaining okra, allowing the oil to return to temperature between batches. Transfer the fried okra to a paper towel-lined plate to drain. Sprinkle with salt to taste and serve warm. Texas caviar. Coleslaw may be the classic side for a fish fry, but give this super easy dip a try. The combination of crunchy fresh veggies with convenient canned goods will make it your new favorite for potlucks, picnics, and cookouts. Active 15 minutes, total 15 minutes, serves 8. Dice 2 red tomatoes, 2 green tomatoes, 1 green bell pepper, 2 seeded jalapeno chilies, 1/2 of a yellow onion, and 1/2 cup fresh cilantro leaves. Add to a large bowl. Then stir in 2 14-ounce cans of drained black-eyed peas, 1 15.5-ounce can drained white hominy, 1 8-ounce bottle Italian salad dressing, and 2 minced garlic cloves. Stir to combine and serve with tortilla chips. We have come to the end of our program. I'm Joyce Davis, and I will be back soon.